Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
All right, we are back, episode 7.
Ooh, 7.
Yeah. I am Tim, here with my co-host.
Mr. Corey. I'm staying it.
Yeah, it was Mista.
I'm staying with it.
Last time.
Yeah,
Mista. I like the Mista.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are back, episode 7, here with my good friend, Cody T. Cody, say what's up.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, we are going to get into him in a minute. But first, Corey and I are going to apply my brand's Beard Mountain Beard Oil, just because it's badass. So what are we going to wear?
Dude, I'm totally picking some citrus grove
today. Ooh, let's do it.
That's good.
Citrus grove is so good. It's sandalwood, mint, and lime. Oh, man.
You know what's funny, that one is so good. I took the scent quiz when it first came out, and I was like, okay. I usually, because before I totally always rocked the Ponderosa. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, I can find out who am I. Lo and behold, Citrus Grove. And.
Sick.
I love it.
That's dope.
Oh, I got to put some in my hand too.
Mind you, I always forget this, dude. Go ahead.
No, you don't realize how much I actually use on my beard. Like.
Oh, I realize.
I use a ton of oil. Like. Because I'm going through. Yeah, give that a smell. What do you think, Cody?
Cody is a
nice smell.
I will say Cody is an old military guy. He's just never really grows a beard. So he's not here to talk about that. He's one of our more interesting guests, actually. I didn't even tell you.
Aww. Oh, yeah. I don't know anything.
His story is going to be amazing.
I like amazing stories.
I'll give you a little hint. Freemasonry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, legit.
Like,
yes.
Hold on.
Like national treasure? Like,
oh, wait.
National,
oh,
not like that at all, guys.
No. Dude, I was thinking, like, when I think, like, Freemasons, I think of Illuminati, and then I immediately.
Lizard people?
No. Oh, fuck. Lizard people are legit.
Fuck yeah, they are.
But
shapeshifters.
I don't know if they're real, but no. I will say that when I think Freemasons, Illuminati, Jay-Z, Hove.
Anyway. Yeah.
Welcome, Cody, by the way. Sorry, I just totally fucked everything up.
No, that's a good. Throw that bad boy back on the shelf so we don't spill it in our antics. I have a little illuminated sign, but it's on the fritz right now. But I got a nice new shelf that looks just like my brand's logo. It's just little things. These new mic stands that I built, I'm super proud of.
Dude, they're fancy as shit.
I had to splice these wires to route them through the black pipe. And then I sprayed it with that hammered like gunmetal look.
Do you feel like an electrician now then?
No, fuck no.
You were splicing wires, dude. You're an electrician
that's
now.
That's just splicing and using, spade connectors. But no, man, I'm pretty happy with this. I just had a dream the other night and I was like, well, I was actually watching the video because we're recording these now. And I was watching the video and I was like, man, those fucking mic stands are in the way. Like my arm, the arm of this was blocking Dom's face half the time. And this one was blocking your face. And I was like, this is bullshit. And
we need to see Corey's pretty
face. Two bears, one cave, use articulating low profile mic arms.
Yeah.
And so they're like expensive high end ones. I was like, dude, what can I use? What can I use that's inexpensive and that I can do myself? And so I had all this black pipe laying around. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to use Niffles in 90s. And I was like, it just started funneling together, and I was like, I'm going to route the fucking wire right through the center of that bitch.
I really love that you just glossed over you saying nipples. Like
these are called nipples.
I know, but like you just glossed over it like it wasn't anything.
I'm not immature.
Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, we all are. Let's be so yeah, anyway, if you guys are interested in hearing more about my products, beardmountain.com, or you can find me on Etsy, Beard Mountain. All handmade, all 100% essential oils. And this fancy little headphone splitter. I really dig that too. Just the ingenuity on this. I'm just plugging the shit out of myself for it, but it's kind of cool.
I feel like you're a plumber.
Dude, when something turns, I'm like Mario and Luigi. When something turns out, you're like proud of it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
When you do something legit and it's like.
Yeah, so it's dope.
Yeah.
So anyway, as I said, our guest is my old friend, Cody. I went to school with him in high school, so I've known him since I was like 14 or 15 years old. played football together.
Yeah.
Obviously, you build that bond when you're doing that shit. So we just stayed in touch, I guess, stayed close. My circle isn't very big at all, as you know. So
yeah. You know, you've told me about Beard Mountain this entire time. I haven't had a whole lot to do with it.
But, no, hey, dude, you supported.
Yeah,
liking and sharing shit on Facebook, you guys, is like way more support than you guys ever know. Like women, men who aren't growing a beard, like and share. Or subscribe to YouTube channel, shit like that. Like, that is full-on support. I got family members who don't even do that. And my friends who are liking and sharing posts and stuff, that's way more support than, you know, even buying sometimes. So,
for sure.
I just appreciate that.
I can say I have smelt all of your smells and found a bad one. They're all good.
What's your favorite?
My favorite?
Well, I didn't smell them all today, but I did.
Yeah, the last event.
The last time.
I think Jen likes the Southern Spice one.
I think so. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, she did, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Southern Spice. Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Dude, that's like, I honestly don't know if I ever make another scent, which I will eventually, but obviously it's just me, and so.
Ooh, if you make another scent, I want you to call it Yeti, or like Yeti's dick.
Yeti's, so like, Yeti's cock.
Yeah, so people are like, what the fuck? And it just smells amazing. Like,
we'll call it YTC, Yeti's throbbing cock.
I like that.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I like that a lot.
Fuck yeah. You don't get any naming rights. You don't get shit for every bottle I sell.
I won't take anything. I'm okay with that.
Anyway, we have a fucking super interesting episode slated. Cody is going to speak to us about his hobbies. More importantly, I mean, this is more of a more than a hobby. I would say it's like a lifestyle, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely top three choice.
Okay. So now we're talking Freemasonry. Right? You are a Freemason.
I am a Freemason.
Okay.
Ancient, free and accepted Masons of Montana.
That is so sick. Okay, so my first question, above all, we're going to dive. This whole episode is going to be about Freemasonry because I know everyone out there is just as interested as me. But was Nicolas Cage right when he was in National Treasure and they buried the Freemasons who built the country, buried treasure all over the United States? Is that total bullshit Hollywood stuff?
Yeah.
God damn it. I was hoping it wasn't.
I'm going to go on fucking treasure hunts.
Dude, so I don't care about – I'm not into get secrets, but I just love the fact that our founding fathers, who – I mean most of the founding fathers, if not all, were Freemasons.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, dude, that would be so rad if they hid like artifacts in fucking untouched treasures from 300-400 years ago, you know, under the streets of Boston and shit. You know, like that would have been so – that would have been so sick.
Yeah. You know, I as far as Freemasonry goes, it's anything I'm saying is just my perception of what we do and the things I believe and the things that I've experienced. So I might talk about the Scottish Rite or the Shrine or York Rite, but I'm not speaking on behalf of those organizations. It's just my experience with them. But man, I thought we were gonna start easy with like what I do for a living.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I do want to do that part. I wanted the deep shit.
Oh, first. I wanted to go heavy to hook people into the episode.
Oh, I like that.
So within the first 10 minutes, we've already said the dinger. Like that was a sinker. So anyway, Cody, tell us what you do for a living.
So right now, I'm actually unemployed. As of June 21st, that was my last day at CenturyLink.
Okay, and you did what at CenturyLink?
I was a combination station technician, so I installed and repaired phone and internet services for businesses and residences. And contrary to popular belief, there is fiber in Billings, Montana to houses.
Dude, there's lots of fiber optic in neighborhoods and shit. The neighborhood we're in has fiber optics buried under, and it's been put there like a decade ago. The service in this whole town is just fucking horse shit.
Yeah,
whether it be internet or data, like AT&T can suck my fucking dick because their cell service sucks ass. But
T-Mobile's worse.
Dude, okay, so Corey helped me out. I asked him to go with me on a show, not to get sidetracked, but just about the service industry. I asked him to help me out for a show, for a beer competition that I was doing with
work. Which was obviously amazing. I've never judged a show, and that was fucking fun.
It was sick. So we get out into the sticks of Montana, and I am bitching and moaning the whole time that AT&T, I can't get service in fucking town. I'll be in my fucking house and be like, oh, no service. I'm like, fucking bastards. While everyone on Verizon has service in town all the time.
All the time.
We get out into the sticks, and Corey's like, man, I don't have service. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I got a bunch of service.
Yeah.
So where do you draw the line? Would you rather have service in the middle of nowhere and not in town, or would you rather have service not in town in the middle of nowhere?
I'd rather have both, though.
Yeah.
Verizon's been pretty good. I mean, it's 2021. Okay. Why the fuck can't we have both?
We're Montana. We're different. Okay. We're fucking different.
Yeah, that's a different. We're built that's different. Rabbit hole. Before we start bitching about Verizon, AT&T, continue, Cody, with your. So my job ended. They were 5 too many techs in Billings here, so we were forced laid off.
Oh shit!
It was a union position, and unfortunately, I was number 5. So had there been one less, I'd still be there. But
damn,
it's okay.
Should have killed one.
You know,
should have accidentally.
I will say, I was never an installer, but I worked in the cable internet phone industry for like almost 8 years.
It was 5 years to the day was my last day. It was
damn
crazy.
Wow.
They knew that shit. You had some fucking special bonus that was coming up, and they're like, "Oh yeah, there's a bump in my pension for sure." But, which is funny. I just got that paperwork back, and they're like, "We can give you $37 a month for the rest of your life, and it just pay me out." Yeah.
Can you imagine when you do?
$37? Yeah.
You couldn't even afford your weed.
I could. No, that's a lie. I could afford one of them. Like I could afford
You could afford one marijuana.
I could afford one marijuana.
Shit.
Anyway, yeah, and so I've kind of wanted to leave for a while. I just wasn't sure what I was going to do, and it kind of speeded the process up. But I'm hoping on opening a food truck here within the next 6 months.
Fuck yeah. Oh shit!
Yeah, I'm not really going to talk about what I'm making.
Okay, god damn it!
But, I get it. I get it. It's not opening yet. We can't find out.
I have filed for my business, and if it's the
the
right name,
can you give us a name?
No, because if I end up not liking it or it's taken or there's some weird trademark stuff, I can always file like a doing business ass. So, I'll just wait on that, but there is a food truck that
did you
will be new
purchase
to
a trailer, or are you rocking out of like a cargo van type truck?
Yeah, so originally the idea was a trailer, but then there's kind of some weird rules on the trailer. So, and then I started running into power usage issues. It's unbelievable how much power some of my equipment will take, and so
dude, why do you think some of them have 2 or 3 Jennies?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I found a special generator builder in Florida that builds custom generators, and it turns out I need a 30,000-watt, 125-amp, 3-phase 240 generator to get all of my stuff going.
Jesus. If you're using one generator.
Yeah, and it's going to be integrated in the truck, so I'm planning on using a step van, which is like
what
FedEx and...
what are you doing,
then,
step van?
Yeah.
What are you doing, step van?
Yeah. It's just cool. They're both diesel, so it can tie right into the line. I don't even have to worry about filling it up or moving it. Not that I could. It's a 1,000-pound generator. But,
right.
But
still, yeah.
Thieves.
Yeah.
Let's be
locked
real.
In the truck. So
Let's be real here. Okay, dude, that's fucking sick. If you don't want to go into any... That's
not
great.
Yet.
I obviously... I like people following their dreams, and like doing other things. Not that not having a fucking steady job is bad or anything, but it takes a lot to quit your job and to buy a business. I was really scared when I quit my job at 20 and bought the lawn service.
Yeah.
And I was really scared when I bought Beard Mountain too. And I was like, fuck, I'm all alone. What am I going to do? Like, oh shit. And it was just a fucking little tiny baby. And it still is a baby. I wasn't scared when I wanted to start the podcast. So,
oh, dude, I wasn't scared.
Fuck no,
I'm
not
scared. Yeah,
I literally just texted.
You mean I get to put myself out there?
No, I was sitting here with my marketing team, and I was like, dude, he's like, you need to start a podcast. And I was like, fuck, I know, like they're huge, and I had already bought all these courses from some pretty legitimate people on Facebook. They're not just gurus, and I was like, man. And he's like, you should probably get a co-host. So he said, get someone unbiased. Get someone who doesn't work for you, who doesn't work with you, obviously in the beard community. And I was like, all right. So I asked Corey to fucking come over one night if he wanted to record. And originally I was just going to record one episode and then put it out. I didn't have a name or anything like that. I just knew it was presented by Beard Mountain. And so Corey and I we didn't even record the first night.
No. Nope.
We just bullshitted. And I was like, dude, this is what I want. Blah, blah, blah. If you're on board, let's fucking do it. And obviously he was. And so I was like, sweet, let's fucking roll. And here we are, episode 7 already. Lots of fucking work. I'm not going to lie. Well, obviously, but when you're fucking building this whole shit, dude, the video has been pissing me royally off.
I like video. Me like, too. It makes it so that people can.
I know, but I'm at limits. Oh, that's I bought a 50-foot. That's a sexy motherfucker. USB cable, so I could run my camera to my high-end PC. Well, that's it maxes out the limits of what video can travel on USB 2.0.
All right, Tim. Enough about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to hear about like aliens and shit.
Of course, but we were talking about how the podcast became fruition.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, as far as the business goes, was what you were saying. Jen is totally scared. My wife.
Oh yeah, but she's got a
she's nervous. Job. But you know, that's what we said. This is the best time.
You guys are no fucking kids.
No kids.
Oh, that's perfect.
She makes fantastic. She does very well at work. So this is the right time for me to try and start a business.
Fucking A.
And if it doesn't work out, I'll sell the truck and I'll go get a job again.
Right? Why not try?
I'd rather give myself a shot.
Yeah.
Than, fuck
rely
yeah.
on somebody else.
1,000% believe in you.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have joined a band. In you.
What?
I believe in you.
I like
believe
that.
In you. I believe in everybody.
Right.
Dude, no, if you like show that, especially to me, if you show me that you're like, I mean, just like the littlest of ambition. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking care if you're solid in your 9-to-5 job. But if you have ambition, great. I respect you. If you're just a lazy fucking piece of shit turd, then I really don't have respect.
Saturdays, I like to be a lazy piece of shit turd. That's fine. So.
I have learned, and my wife told me a lot, I have learned that not everyone is programmed like me, where I literally go to work 7 days a week, whether it be different hours, you know, but this needs my attention 7 nights a week,
right.
Some full days. Until it's my full-time job, then I'll be like, yeah, fuck you. I'm going home on the weekends.
Right. Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you're starting a food truck. Let's. What's your hobbies? Okay, first off, how did you? What age were you when you first heard about Freemasonry, and what made you like want to take that leap?
So,
if it is,
I remember hearing about the Freemasons when we were kids. You know,
history class, movies, all that stuff. Yeah. George Washington was a
Freemason. He was. Okay. Most of the first presidents were Freemasons. Yeah. And because of that, there was actually an anti-Masonic party that was founded against sure. Masons being president.
Sure.
But which is not a good thing. But I just kind of thought it was a thing of the past. I thought, you know, it died off. I thought it was history.
I honestly didn't. No, it was still a thing.
I thought it was just old dudes, to be honest. No,
for legit, I thought...
the Shriners.
I thought it was a thing, but honestly, I was just like, oh, that's just like, you know, George Washington times. Like, oh, that's way back in the fucking day. We don't have Freemasons right now.
And I will then, tell you, up ahead. Until like 27 for me, I thought it was like the Illuminati shit.
Sure.
Like, I honestly, like, you heard about Freemasons.
You got sucked into rat holes.
I don't, yeah, dude. I love conspiracy theories, and they're so
there's some
fun.
Good ones out
there's
there.
There's some fun ones. Like, I...
Well, dude, let's be real. Freemasonry is shrouded in secrecy. Nobody knows what the fuck it's about. It's just,
right.
What's our slogan? We make men become better men. What the fuck? Like, that doesn't tell me anything.
That tells you everything, actually.
Oh, see, for Cody,
that's what it is. Like, it's one of those things you can take it one way or another.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm a literal thinker, so I'm like, no, it's going to get me from point A to point B. No, it's going to get me this. If we're going, you know, like philosophical, you know, dude, it takes a man who wants to become a better fucking man.
Yeah, it takes good men and makes them better men.
Literally, that's great.
Better husbands, so better dads.
How did you like get literature on this to actually join? Did you literally go to the...
So, at work, at CenturyLink, actually, one of my coworkers is a... I had heard was a Freemason, and it kind of stuck in my mind because some of my coworkers were making the obvious jokes. Oh, he's drinking goat's blood and all the crazy things, you know. And I was like, oh, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, he's a Freemason. I was like, oh, okay. Filed that back in the back of my mind. And months later, I remembered all of a sudden, and I was just like, I'm going to have to talk to that guy about it. And, you know, it took me 2 months to track him down and get him to talk to me enough, because he was a very busy individual, to talk to him about it. And it just what led to me wanting to join is, as you said earlier, I did serve in the Army National Guard here in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Did that for 6 years. My MOS was 11 Charlie, indirect fire infantryman, which means I shot 120 millimeter mortars. That's out of the sick. Back of an M113 personnel carrier. It was awesome. Seriously awesome. And fortunately, I never deployed, or unfortunately, however you want to look at it. But
right. You know, I not to stop you there, but I just want to hit on that topic. I really feel like that is like the most truest statement ever. Fortunately, I didn't get deployed, but unfortunately, I didn't get deployed. Like, well, there's not a right or wrong fucking
answer. It depends
on
exactly. It depends on who you are as a person.
Any one of us who didn't serve could say, fuck yeah, I want to go to war.
Yeah.
No, that's not the fucking case, bro. Like,
right.
No. Like,
you don't want to have to shoot somebody.
Exactly. Parts of Cody like, wanted to go, and then there's also parts of Cody that's glad that he didn't because he has got a family here.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah. Yeah, definitely fortunate in that fact. It's when you put so much into training and understanding something. Yeah. To never have to actually go do it. I mean, right. Of course we shot stuff, but I mean, it's a ground target.
No shit, right? We shot a fucking cool. Bush. Wow. Yeah.
That made a loud noise way over there.
No right. Shit. Yeah, nobody was affected.
Anyway, so I made some awesome bonds with those guys. And I remember a guy was wearing a ring, and one of my good friends, and I thought it was a Mason ring. And when he talked about it, he said it was his grandfather's ring, but it ended up not being a Masonic ring. And come to find out, years later, we joined Freemasonry within about the same month. He lived up in Bozeman and joined then, and and I ended up joining here. And then all of a sudden, we made these connections that it happened. But back to serving, you know, making those awesome bonds with those guys and seeing those people regularly. I still see them, but we're spread all across the state. So.
Right,
dude. Like it's literally the football camaraderie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How fucking much time did you and me spend in the short 4 years of football?
Yeah, I miss camaraderie because both I fucking work by myself all the time. It's fucking lame. I want to be part of a team. That's why I want to grow this into a
team
with employees, right?
Oh yeah, so, for sure,
yeah, dude. 100%. Understand. I mean, you like working with a fucking team of individuals to know what the hell they're doing, right?
I mean, some days.
Yeah, like for sure. Let's be real. There's days you're like, I fucking hate people.
I am tired of everybody. Yeah. I'm done. I'm drinking. It's noon.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah. So, having been out for 3 years, because I joined in 2019, Freemasonry.
Yeah.
And I was just lonely, you know. Of course, I had Jen and our families, but I didn't have any of that real camaraderie, regular brotherhood. And
this was prior to 2019, prior to you joining.
Prior to me joining, yeah. And so I get to talking to my coworker about it, and I'm interested. So, you know, we go from there, and what it takes to be a Mason is you have to be freeborn of lawful age, well recommended among your peers. And
so what's the lawful age?
18.
Oh, okay. So just adult. Okay.
Lawful age.
Okay.
Right.
What's the freeborn part?
You know, it's
is this worldwide?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely.
So it's not a US thing.
No. There are two versions of Masonry to me. There's two bodies, I guess you could think of it. And there's plenty of pendant bodies, but the main blue lodges that we're a part of, your initial lodge. The way the United States works is every state has their own jurisdiction. So Montana has nothing to do with Idaho
or
Colorado. I mean, Montana's Grand Lodge runs Montana, and there's nothing above them. They are fully in control of our own jurisdictions. So where Freemasonry originated was the United Grand Lodge of England prior to that. And so all of their lodges report to that one Grand Lodge. They don't have their individual provinces or anything like that. So that's kind of the main difference. And then there are Masonic lodges, as you said, throughout the world. So on becoming a Master Mason of your lodge, you have brothers throughout the world. Of all races, religions.
Yeah, okay. That was the next thing.
Yeah.
Can you be any race, religion, sexual orientation?
Yeah, you just have to believe in a supreme being and of lawful age, a man. And
Men only. Okay.
I have seen Freemasonry for women and other organizations, and there are some appendant bodies.
Sure.
But it's not Masonry.
Yeah. But I won't talk about the women ones because I don't know anything about them.
For sure, for sure. Okay, so obviously this show goes out to people all over, but we're in Billings, Montana. So tell me how many lodges we have here.
There are 3 active lodges here in Billings. Billings Lodge, Rimrock Lodge, and Ashler Lodge, and I'm a part of Ashler Lodge.
Okay, so you guys are independent lodges. Like there's a head honcho.
Yeah, so each have their own officer chain and their own members that attend, and they do their own thing, and each lodge answers to the Grand Lodge of their state.
Okay, okay. So do you get together regularly with the other lodges?
You can visit any lodge. You just have to prove you're a Mason in good standing with your lodge. And that's it.
So I have to ask, why the secrecy? Like, why do I have to be a Mason to come in and like look at stuff?
Well, you got to be a member at Sam's Club to walk in.
No, you don't.
Well, not anymore at Costco. Sam's Club, you can walk in without a card.
No, either way, you don't have to anymore.
But Costco, you do.
But,
you know, you do. Secrets of Masonry is an interesting topic. They're really interesting.
It's because there's aliens, huh?
No. I wish it was that cool.
Oh, I have a list.
Oh, I know.
I need to have this ready because I'm gonna have some questions.
It's just from Reddit, so it's totally legit.
Yeah, there's always true information on the internet.
Always.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh man, I lost my train of thought there.
Well, I was asking you like if you could like visit other lodges.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can visit any lodge. All I'd have to do is know when they meet. And basically, the only secrets of Masonry is where we were going. How we identify each other. That's it. All of the lessons any man can come to, all of our lessons are derived from the ancient stonemasons. And because we are symbolic stonemasons, we're Freemasons.
Right.
So we draw all of that, and all the other information that all of our stuff's based on is the Bible. That's it.
Wow.
Interesting.
Like Corey said, okay, and like I hit on the beginning of the show, like obviously I don't want to call myself closed-minded, but I never actively went and searched for Freemason stuff. So what you saw on the movies, most notably National Treasure, was there's these fucking Freemasonry symbols all over the world, and that means keys lead to fucking literal treasure, right?
Yeah,
another thing that I wouldn't say.
Oh, so that's here sick. Is our lodge's 100-year coin.
Centennial.
So,
wow,
pretty awesome. This is the Scottish Rite here in Billings, their centennial celebration. That just happened 2 years ago.
Oh, damn, that's legit.
So cool.
And then,
dude, this symbol is on our fucking currency. Like,
yeah,
how that should give people some weight of what Freemasonry means to the United States, even.
Oh, it's completely foundational. It's all of the main principles of our Bill of Rights and everything.
Oh, this one's cool.
That's neat.
All based on Masonic values and principles. It is. I mean, our framers, the people who wrote it, they took those values and made it into a country. That's why we have freedom of religion.
Right.
And
Billings Valley. What building is this?
So, let me see that. That is the Valley of Billings Scottish Rite building.
I know where that is.
Behind TLC Lingerie back
there. I know where that is.
Oh, yeah. They have a right by the National
There's like
Guard
a school
place.
Or something. Yeah.
Right next to the National Guard place.
Right.
There's a daycare there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always wondered who owned that little. Dude, so is that your lodge? That
so,
building?
No, that is the Scottish Rite. So,
okay, so explain to me the difference here. They're intertwined.
Sure. Did you see all of them?
I
didn't pass this one around.
No, we didn't see that one.
This one is the current Grand Master's coin of this year. Basically, it has values and the working tools that were very important to him. And, there's a picture of our apron protecting the state of Montana and everything like that. But the difference, so there are appendant bodies, like I was saying. The first, and where every Mason starts, is, like I said, their Blue Lodge. That is where you become a Master Mason, a third-degree Mason. And on that, when you become a third-degree Mason, there are no higher degrees, essentially, of Masonry as far as status or rank.
So it's like you got your black
belt. There are officer positions and everything like that, but As far as the degree level, for example, I'm a 32nd degree Scottish Rite Freemason. That the 32nd degree is no more, has no more meaning to me other than I've further studied. However, we're all on the level of being Master Masons. So,
okay.
What's the highest degree?
So the highest degree in the Scottish Rite and York Rite appendant bodies is the 33rd degree.
Do you start from one?
Yeah, so back to the Blue Lodge, you are first degree, which is an entered apprentice, a second degree, which is a fellow craft, and a third degree, which is a master mason. And as I was saying, we're all on the level. That is the highest degree of masonry you can receive. Now, you can receive certain honors, like being a 32nd degree or a 33rd degree, or being in the York Rite and receiving the 33rd degree from the York Rite and everything. And it's basically the Scottish Rite to me is just the University of Masons. It's where we further learn masonry and lessons that can be taught and learned. And
So, like, masonry.
It's
like,
so
Am I going to go and learn how to, like, build, like, an ark or, like, a manger and shit?
Yeah,
like,
no, masonry's bricks.
No, no. Oh, yeah, fuck. So
see, carpentry. But I looked at that coin and there was a whole bunch of other shit.
So that's another reason why I wanted Cody on here, because lots of people have no idea what the fuck.
Yeah, so...
So before we actually go any further, I have a list of questions that I have to ask real quick.
Cody will answer them if he can, of course.
If he can,
we are totally understanding of obligations to...
Obviously.
Okay.
We're just going to throw out the first one that everyone's questioning.
Sure.
The Illuminati and Knights of the Templar.
So Illuminati is a real organization, but it is not Freemasonry.
Got it.
They are not connected bodies.
Wow,
that's it.
I always thought that you just get told that they are. And
they're mentioned together.
I just thought Tupac saying about it.
He did, didn't he? You got me for a second. I was like, did he? Illuminati, all through your body.
Yeah.
Blows anyway, like a 12-gauge shotty.
The Knights Templar, is that something different?
So the Knights Templar is a part of the York Rite appendant body. So... I'm not in the York Rite, so I really don't know a whole lot about it. But there is a York Rite in Montana.
Saying that the York Rite could possibly have gold hidden somewhere? Because
I don't know.
Let's
be real. Like
Knights of the Templar, dude, they had a lot of gold shit.
Exactly. They did. Why do you think Hollywood went the route they went in movies like National Treasure? Because these fucking organizations or, you know, religions, whatever you want to call it. Is it an organization? What is it? Is it a nonprofit? Like, what is it?
What is it classified as? It's a charitable organization.
Okay.
So our main goal, and I keep referring to our and we and everything, it's my perception of what we do.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
It's all about charity. Our legacy, what we do for others and leave behind is our reward. So...
Yeah. So, okay, now I'm speaking, of course, in Billings here where we are. Let's get into Shriners. You're not a Shriner.
I am a Shriner.
You are a Shriner.
I joined back in December.
So do you have, like, the fun hat?
I do have a fez, yes.
That's what they're called. I love them.
And if you want to see me in a fez, I will be there, not this coming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday at the fair from 4 to 8 p.m., and I'll be wearing a fez.
In the
Shriners Hospital for Kids trailer. So,
funny thing about this is how I heard about Freemasonry and because I had heard about Shriners. Like, obviously, we went to fucking concerts at the Shrine.
Yeah,
I knew that
there
were Shriners all growing up. So my lawn service that I still have, our oldest existing customer is 94 years old, and he is the oldest Freemason in Billings. And he was the lodge's... He was one of the lodge's very first members.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so he showed me his Freemasonry coin one day.
Yeah.
And it was like from when he got it back and fucking... Because he went to... he was in Pearl Harbor when it got bombed.
Wow.
Obviously. And then he got deployed to... wherever the fuck.
Japan.
No, he was deployed somewhere else. Oh. I can't remember.
Philippines or something
like that. Yeah, somewhere down there. So anyway... anyway, he told me all this shit, and he's like, yeah, we're Shriners, you know, it's connected, and blah, 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 and I had never known that Freemasonry were always Shriners. And he's like, oh, yeah, don't quote me on this, but I thought, he said he was a 33rd degree Freemason.
Yeah, he can be. So
and I don't know what lodge he's a part of. So
he wouldn't be a 33rd degree in a particular lodge. He would be a 33rd degree either at the Scottish Rite or the York Rite.
Sure.
Can you be a 33rd degree at both?
I mean, you hold the title, but as I said before, there's no truly higher degree than a third degree.
So, okay. So are these officials inside there elected in by you guys as members?
Yeah. So there is an officer line of every lodge and within the Scottish and York Rite bodies. Yeah.
We're talking like a president of the club, a vice president.
Yeah. The master of the lodge is the head of the lodge. Yep. And then you have your senior and junior wardens, senior and junior deacon, senior and junior steward, Tyler, and secretary, treasurer, just your normal running.
Like a club.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a normal body. They have different names for them, but yeah.
Just like an MC, you know, like a motorcycle
club.
Oh, I was really confused. I was like an MC. But, dude, that's someone that's a DJ, basically. So
let's go worldwide. Are there like annual or like semi-annual meetings where like there's Freemasons from all over the world? We get this convention center and you're all welcome to come.
You know, I don't know much of that. I know there are events that certain jurisdictions or pendant bodies will put on and invite members from out around, but
sure.
No, there's no like you have to go to anything's. It's nothing like that.
It's just kind of crazy. Like, I don't want to call this a secret society. I know it's been labeled as a secret society before.
And that's
Well, you know about it. It's not a secret society.
And that's a very valid point. Us as regular people, you know, it's a secret society. Well, obviously we fucking know about it, but it is a secret society. You fucking ask somebody about it and you're like, oh, well, this is our
society. You ask about it and you will get a different answer.
Okay, you'll hear this.
Wait up.
It's not a secret society. Okay. It's a society with secrets. And I already told you what the secrets were, and that's how we recognize each other.
Did you guys fake the moon landing?
No.
Damn it.
Sorry. Anyway,
everything's getting debunked and I'm getting sad.
The reason we have a hard time grasping what this organization is, excuse me, when you join a club, you're generally given perks. Like, they're totally public. When you join Sam's Club or Costco, you get to shop there. That's what you get for joining.
Yeah.
When you join someone's rewards club, that's what you get for joining. When you join Freemasonry, you have no idea what the fuck. If you're an outsider, there's not some pamphlet that you can pick up and go, oh, shit, for $45 a month, that's my member's fee. I get this, and
I get a little trophy, like, Nick, every time I level up.
The Knights of Columbus here in town. You get to use the fucking lodge for dances. You get to
Royal Order of the Moose, same thing.
Elk's Lodge, same fucking shit, right?
Yeah.
That's not how it is with this type of organization. So that's why we call it secret, because you don't fucking know. Us regular people don't. We're not given. I'm a literal person, so I want to get given exactly what I'm going to get before I join this bitch, right?
Well, what I've gotten out of it is the lessons, honestly. Sure. I've become highly, highly more spiritual and believe in God and everything.
How do they view drugs? They're not fucking testing their members or no shit, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. Okay.
that's one of those. I don't know.
Would a good Mason of good moral character
exactly
do that's what that? I'm getting Probably at. Not. Probably not.
That's what I'm getting at.
But that's just my opinion, man. Yeah. I'm highly libertarian myself as far as politics go, and you can do whatever you want to do.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care.
So you're not hurting anybody.
Right.
If you identify as a fucking tractor, whatever, dude. If you want to fucking put, you know, like, Joe Rogan, that motherfucker does DMT, but only in the comfort of his own home. And that's like a fucking amazing, like a ridiculous, like psychological drug.
While we kind of just touched on it, it brought it up to me. Typically, religion and politics aren't talked about within Freemasonry. It's not.
Okay. Okay.
It's interesting. Not something
that is interesting
that we do. You don't have to be a certain. Because it creates disharmony among its
members. Well, look what it does to the public.
And exactly. And what Freemasonry allows us to do is become friends with people we might otherwise never want to talk to.
Exactly. A total liberal person to become best friends with one of my conservative.
And it's one of my favorite fellow Masons is super left.
Oh, shit.
And I feel the same way about super right as well. I'm, again, libertarian. I don't like either.
Right. Right. You both wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, him and I can get in such heated debates outside, and we're still awesome friends. There isn't anything I couldn't ask him to help me with that he wouldn't show up for, and vice versa. So that is really what I've gained out of it is just the brotherhood is the real gem to me, as well as – obtaining the symbolic tools, as you said, there's all these things on here. These are just what you use symbolically within your own life and your beliefs that will make your life better.
So why do you think Freemasonry went like hidden after the first 14 or 15 presidents, I'm sure. I don't even know how long it went, but why do you think it went on the back burner of presidents and highly political figures not openly saying I'm a Freemason? Like George Washington, obviously we went to live then, but I'm pretty sure it was well fucking known that guy was a Freemason, right?
Oh, yeah. That's so the time, absolutely.
Why do you think it's like stepped back?
Because the people's perception when you have so many only Freemasons becoming presidents.
Yeah.
People are like, hey, they're control. There's a control outside of
it. Let's be real. Was it past the first 10 in a row that were all Freemasons?
Pretty close. I don't have the exact number off the top, but I think it's like 13 of the original 14 presidents were all Freemasons, something like that.
Yeah, see, and that...
again, it looks bad.
And so then that's...
I've read conspiracy theories, and I'm like...
So that's where...
maybe, like...
Anti-Masonic party came from, like...
Right.
And I get it. And
the two-party system may have come into play.
And I'm not saying there isn't awesome history with Masons. There is some really cool stuff that Masons have done in the past. One of my favorite stories is in Boston, there was a Green Dragon Tavern.
National Treasure. Nicolas Cage is coming up.
And above it, there was a St. Andrew's Lodge that met regularly. Well, on the night of the Boston Tea Party, they didn't have enough members show up for a quorum.
Uh-oh.
To have a meeting. So,
wow.
They just didn't show up to lodge that night.
What the fuck are they? Did you divulge a theory here?
I will say that history. I knew about this because I played the Assassin's Creed game.
Oh, did
and
you?
And it totally, dude, it totally does. Like, you do
there's the some cool Masonic Boston, stuff in Assassin's Creed, man.
Fuck. Very much so.
I never played those games.
Oh, dude, it's weird. Like, now, the ties in. Like, I think that fueled a lot of what people, like, conspiracy theories as well was you had Assassin's Creed coming out, which is one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
But throughout the game, you see the Masons are the bad people. You are the assassin fighting against the creed of Freemasons that are there to take down the world. And you're like, huh, yeah. From this game's point of view, I totally get it, even though they tell you this is a work of fiction.
Yeah, it's crazy what's out there, and I guess maybe I will give you guys a secret lens into looking.
Please. Yes.
Information you find.
Thank God.
If it is fantastic and crazy and highly juicy details, besides some like actual proven history.
Yeah.
It's probably false.
Son of a bitch. It's not. You mean it's not like that interesting?
No. It is all about building the individual, making yourself better.
Now, that being said, back in the day, I don't want to, like, I don't want to say that shit couldn't have happened, the crazy conspiracy theory shit, because back in the day, the Freemasons were probably a massive, probably the biggest group, right?
The largest numbers of Freemasons was actually after World War II.
Whoa.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep, that was the gigantic. If you look at some of the statistics,
1776.
As far as percentage of population, I haven't ever looked at those numbers, but
amount of members.
Yeah,
yeah. What I was getting at is, excuse me, if it's that big and that prominent, like the president of our country, I have a feeling the Freemasons could have done some cool shit back then, right?
They may have.
Exactly, right.
Right.
There's got to be shit fucking hidden, right?
See,
there's got to be shit. whether it's a Goonies fucking pirate ship yeah. or it's that big, huge tunnel they went down in under Boston in National Treasure.
Dude, everyone knows that's there, though.
Fuck yeah, it's there. So, come on. What's that airport everybody thinks is a giant city under?
Denver.
Denver yeah. Airport. There's a dude, there, fucking... There's
the Illuminati is all over that.
Dude.
So I have read so many...
So the theories on the Denver airport, and the people even go down to the paintings on the walls that say they give you...
There's some weird paintings.
There's some weird paintings. Up, man. Like, okay, conspiracy theories on YouTube are, like, psychologically built to make us go, hey, wait, what the yeah. fuck? But some of the shit is hard to fucking disprove, bro. Like, and I wish I would have fucking known about this shit when I actually went through the Denver airport.
You know, went and looked at it, right?
Yeah. But, dude, some of the shit is like... Wait, what the fuck? Why would that painting be there?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would that painting be of that?
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. But, like, okay, so, like, but Freemasonry, like, they're not trying to hide their symbols. Like I said, it's on a fucking dollar bill.
It wouldn't be on the back of my pickup truck, you know what I mean?
You know?
It wouldn't be on buildings that Freemasons built.
Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, so, again, talking here in Billings, what the hell is the big brick building across...
Right next to the shrine?
Line. Yeah.
So
the shrine you can go in, they have events at. What the fuck is in the other building?
That is the Billings Masonic Center. So it was built when the original Mason building downtown was sold. And it's still in existence there. There's some really cool architecture on Broadway, on the corner of Broadway, and I want to say 3rd? Maybe 4th?
In our downtown area.
Oh, yes. There's a cornerstone that was dedicated to that building. You can look. There's giant square encompasses. There's giant columns. I mean, and it's all symbolic. It all has meaning to learn from. But Montana in general has really awesome Masonic history. But to answer your question, that is the Billings Masonic Center that the lodge has moved into. Just Masons use it. Any of the user groups, appendant bodies, could use it if they chose.
So are there people who work there, like, full-time jobs?
There are some people that... I always wondered what the hell is that?
That building's not huge. I was what the fuck is it even used for?
It's just used by the groups.
Is it... You say it's not huge. Two stories up, right?
It might have a basement.
And there's a basement.
That's where I'm like... How do we know it's not, like, a basement? And then all of a sudden you have a door that goes into a tunnel that leads into, like... You know?
Oh, there's a tunnel connecting the shrine.
Dude, my imagination goes fucking wild with it. I love it.
But there is a basement. There are 3 lodge rooms in that building. There's one upstairs for just your normal blue lodges. And then there is a York Rite Lodge.
So you've been in it.
Oh, yeah. That's where our lodge is.
Oh, okay.
So, do you guys have different meetings?
Yeah, we have different meeting times.
Okay. Yep. All the lodges take their meetings in that.
Yeah, for example, I thought it was something like you guys met at someone's house or something.
The Elks Lodge has a lodge. The Moose has
a lodge.
Club, a right. lodge. This is a
lodge amazing.
A home base for all 3 lodges. They just happen to meet at the same place, not at the same times.
And it's not just the lodges. Like I was saying, there is other user groups that use it. You know, the Boy Scouts use it when they meet.
Sure. So, like, if I wanted to host, like, a bachelor party. Would that be
a Freemason themed bachelor party? Is that possible?
Dude,
I would go National Treasure with it if I'm doing it in that building.
Alcohol's not permitted in that building.
Could I be drunk in the building? Though? No. Obviously, I'm not bringing it in.
I don't think they would let you.
Probably not.
So, okay.
The shrine would be a better place to rent out for that stuff.
How many Masons are in Billings, Montana? Okay,
I don't know the official number.
You don't?
No.
So our town is 160,000 people, maybe more since COVID.
I'm kind of blanking even on just on our lodge. So there are active members and dues-paying members. So dues, we all pay dues, but dues-paying members are basically people that continually year after year pay, but they don't show up to lodge anymore. As far as our active members, probably 50.
Wow, that's a lot less than our lodge.
Yeah. I see, that's a lot more than I thought.
And the Scottish Rite actually has way more activity because it's all of the lodges that the valley covers. So the whole, like, little region until there's another Scottish Rite.
They don't operate off of cities.
This is where brothers of different lodges, they get together here, or the York Rite, or the Shrine. the shrine typically had the most active members of everybody because that's the coolest part of Masonry. The Shriners Hospital for Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing place.
Yeah.
Dude.
And that, yeah. It almost brings a tear to my eye how awesome that place is. It's incredible. And for us to spend the most time where we do the most good, it just feels good.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Dude, they literally, like, so my customer, Bob, he's 94, as I said, all he talks about is raising money for those kids, like selling onions as a Shriner, selling corn as a Shriner. Like, he fucking loves that. And he didn't have kids, so he's put kids through college his whole life. Wow. Because he's a wealthy individual. He's literally independently put kids through college. And he fucking loves doing this shit. Like, I know his biggest fear about dying is not being able to help the kids for the hospital anymore. You know, and obviously the shrine is for sale right now, and that really made him
just
sad.
The building. Yeah, it's terrible that we're losing it, but I mean, I should have brought that paper of their official statement of what's going on.
Well, the maintenance.
Basically, you know, the shrine went from thousands of dues-paying members to pay the taxes on that land and building to hundreds. So there's a big difference in income.
Why is that? Did they die and no new people came in?
As you said, this is actually, we are overall, I would say, in Masonry, we are in a losing stage. There are more members dying than are being new
so
members.
Do you think that chalks up to marketing?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Masonry has a horrible marketing problem.
And well, again, I mean, dude, there's no fucking ads that say, dude, you want to be a better you, become a Mason. Is that illegal for the organization to do?
The lodges don't solicit members. They don't go out and recruit people.
See, and I don't know if that's legal for charitable organizations to do, period. I don't know if that's legal for them.
What do you mean?
According to the state,
can an
organization do that? But like,
oh yeah, organizations do it all the time. They recruit for their charity, whatever. Yeah,
so like back in the day, like, do you think they sent out mailers to people's houses? Like, hey, become a Freemason.
No, they never.
Dude,
would
honestly, no.
It was just a good old boys club.
One of those. I feel like the Freemasons, to me, it feels like you know someone who's in it.
Yeah, you have to know
and then you get in it. And again, back to the secrecy thing. Like, it's not secret.
No, but it's not well
broadcast
known
to everybody. So, hey, come on in.
There's an awesome site launched, and I'll get back on Montana history a little bit, but beafreemason.org. Check it out.
Okay.
It's basically everything I've already told you. Dude.
I think the YouTube videos made by user 4107 that says what Freemasonry is about is probably more legit.
I already watched one that told me that Freemasonry is trying to tell us that the earth is round when it's not. So,
try. Whoa. Are you a flat earther?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Fuck no.
This turned into a one person podcast real fast.
I am stupid, but I'm not a fucking idiot. Like, there's a difference there.
Is there, I'm figuring out how to word this.
Without sounding like an asshole?
No, just like to make fucking sense, right? Like, we've gone over like conspiracy theories and shit like that. And I know we were talking about like marketing to like new members and stuff.
You know, our lodge, this has come up with us. We thought about putting up a billboard that just is a square and compass, and it has the address of the Billings Masonic Center on it. You know, it's.
Oh, I know. Okay, let's talk about time invested into becoming a Freemason, because like people right now listening be like, oh shit, like I might want to go. So give the people just a little insight on what it takes to get initiated, or whatever you call it, what it takes to get accepted in.
So COVID's kind of a weird year to explain because we haven't been meeting nearly as much as normal. Like I said, most lodges meet twice a month. That's just one evening that you get to spend with brothers, usually have dinner, and then have our meeting of business, any businesses those lodges might have, charities, whatever they're doing. And that's it. And then the other one is where new Masons, fellow crafts, and master Masons are made. So that's the way that the breakdown typically works. But
I'm talking like book work. Because I know at one point
you had told
me about right when you were getting in, you were like, hey, it's like 30 hours a week worth of book work or some shit.
It's as much as you want to put into it.
Okay.
Typically, it takes about 3 months to become a master Mason in usual time. But it also depends on your lodge. How often are they meeting? How diligent are you in memorizing your stuff? And the thing on the memorization is on how we recognize other Freemasons. And when you take the time to memorize something, it becomes a part of you. It is you.
Sure.
Because you know it word for word.
Right.
And the first time I ever experienced that was actually with the Infantryman's Creed. It was one of those things that just became me and made such a pride in this country that it turned, when I hear the Star Spangled Banner, I get teary eyed, man. That's how much it made me believe.
Well, and honestly, like, that was built in with the military too.
Oh yeah. Right? Just your general,
One side question is, are a lot of Masons ex-military?
Yes. Okay. There's a huge population.
The two I know both have served. So I kind of figured they go.
They do. Like hand in hand. And for most of those who did serve, they filled the exact same hole I was looking to fill.
Exactly. Brother. Right. Yeah, sure.
And the deep philosophicalness of these symbols and meaning and history and everything.
Is there a special handshake? Like you see, there's nothing that lets you know you're a Mason. When you're out in public, you can't identify another Mason, right? Unless, not wearing a fucking necklace or a one-off type shirt.
Or like, do you guys walk by each other with like the...
You can, yeah. It's as open as people want to be. I mean, it's not a secret. You don't have to be secret to be a Mason. It's just how out there you want it.
Sure.
So, I speaking on, because you guys corrected me earlier when I was like, Masons, building shit, carpentry. No. Do you guys actually like build stuff?
No. So there are things that are built, but we hire people to build them. We are symbolic Masons. We're not actual working stone Masons.
Do you think
that actually solved my last question?
Yes, they absolutely were. That's where all of this came from.
When was Freemasonry founded?
The earliest inklings of my knowledge, because I've had conflicting stories, but... is the early 1700s.
Oh, okay. So
and,
less than 100 years before.
I thought it was
even
like way before that.
Even in the 1600s. And they had those secrets of being Masons. They were castle builders, right?
Sure.
Giant things. Right. And they were the only ones who knew how to do that.
Right.
So that's kind of where some of the secrecy came in. Their livelihood and their lives were based on them knowing that. And these were highly religious people. And so they often turned what they were working on and looking at the Bible and made symbolic connections with them all. And so towards the end, when giant stone buildings aren't being made anymore.
Yeah.
It started turning into accepted Masons. So free and accepted Masons. So I'm an accepted Mason, an ancient free and accepted Mason, because I'm just a symbolic Mason.
Yeah.
I took all the lessons and the tools and the meanings that they placed in them, and I've put that in my own heart, but we're not actual Mason.
Yeah,
not that a Mason can't actually be a Mason in their career, which is cool.
Yeah, when you have a Mason, actually.
But
breaking some fucking walls at that point.
Yeah,
if you're
that'd be kind of ironic.
Mason with a Mason.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So
interesting.
I just can't get over the 50 active members. That just seems so low to me. Did you guys? This symbol is on our nation's currency. How are there not fucking millions of members?
There was. Post World War II, but
tens of millions of members.
But if you think about it, in this day and age, I feel like most people don't. It's just not like we were getting back to. It's not something that you hear about all the time.
It's honestly because religion took over. Let's be real, look. The largest real estate owner in the world is the Catholic religion.
Yeah,
that's a true fact. Religion took over. There's fucking gobs of religions now. As opposed to not saying like they were competing, but kind of. You want members.
They were.
You want members in your club.
The only thing I'm going to say about the Catholic Church, other than my opinion, is
I was using
for
it
a
as
long
an example.
Time the Catholic Church banned their members from being Freemasons.
Whoa! Why is that?
All of this would be conjecture, in my opinion.
Right.
But sure. To them, I think they saw it as a power threat, like a power struggle of not being able to control the message and the lessons learned that were in the Bible.
Okay.
Because the religion and the Vatican, they have a vast storage of records that they've only allowed us to have this much of.
Right, right.
So
no. Oh,
and all of the shit about the dude. I watched the Da Vinci Code. I watched the Da Vinci Code.
I've literally almost talked about all the bodies that they found under there that were purely coincidental, they claimed, you know. So
wink, wink.
The fucking 18,000 young children and females' bodies they found under the... Yeah, but totally different.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
No, I heard it online. It's obviously going to be true. But no, like, I really feel like religions fucking... I mean, look at history. They just fucking... They skyrocketed, right? And where you pick a fucking religion and you're, you know, your neighbor, you pick a religion. Those were competing with these clubs. Like, now, honestly, like, even in our small town, you think of members of, like, these... The Elks Club and these other clubs, you're like, oh, those are just old farts. This is real, right? Are you one of the youngest members?
Yeah. You know, Ashley Lodge actually has some of the most youngest members, and we are the fastest growing. Well, granted, we're overall losing members due to passing, but we actually are the lodge that's gaining the most members.
So, speaking of leaving, can you openly leave any time?
Oh, yeah.
I you don't have to sign some waiver that says I heard about secrets and I can't. Nope. Like an NDA, you don't have to say that type of shit.
Hmm. You don't like stab your finger and like write something in blood at all.
You don't have to give them some blackmail material, like picture you naked or some shit.
No, I think there. Like I said, there was that gigantic surge after the war into Masonry, and it was to fill that brotherhood hole. Well, I think people might become bored with Masonry, to be honest with you, because, like, as I've said, the only secrets in Masonry are how we identify each other. So if people go into it for the idea that they're going to gain massive secrets and everything, they're going to be super let down.
I really wish it was, because, you know, if there was a pamphlet that said, hey, we'll show you where some fucking treasure and superheated secrets.
You want to hear? Hey, kid, you want to hear some secrets? Fuck yeah, I want to hear some secrets. Let's just do this shit.
The human's natural, like, want, if you will, to be, if you know, like,
there's stuff out there I don't
know. I want to find this the fuck out.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, with the Pentagon releasing fucking UFO files like a motherfucker this year. Like, I want to know shit out. But if a Freemason is legitimately telling us, yeah, I mean, if you want that type of shit, you're going to be let down, if you will, because, you know,
I'm gonna have to start looking for like other conspiracy theories now. Damn it. that's just like,
you get as much out of it,
like a good quarter of my shit.
You get as much out of it as you put into it, and that's sure. With everything in life, it means so much to me. The top three decisions I've ever made in my life is marrying my wife, joining the military, and becoming a Freemason. Those are my top three decisions I've ever done.
We have way different, like, three top three. I'm like, top three moments. The first time I didn't die off an overdose.
I lost my virginity.
I don't remember. Actually, I do remember that
that's
one.
Not that's my top that's, three.
That's not this story.
For you.
Oh. That's not for me. No. That's not for me. Fuck no. That's not even.
That's horrible.
I don't think for anybody that's on there, like, top moments of, like, that's the best thing that ever happened.
Unless you were that person who fucking married that person, you know, like, no, fuck no.
Well, I mean, even then, it's your first time, bro.
Like, it only gets really better. Like, I can tell you.
Are you really going to be like, dude, 6 seconds was literally the best
like, I got ever. I got the condom halfway on backwards, and it was so fucking good, you guys. You're not.
My brothers are just going to shake their head at this whole thing. Combining. Yeah,
it has nothing topics. To do with that.
I know.
But yeah,
for the record, Cody said nothing about that. That was
this is Tim and Corey spinning off. But no, like, dude, and like, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, most people are like, the secret society thing. Like, we will be severely let down if you go into it thinking that. Which I'm really glad I heard, because up until we had you on, I was like, man, it's honestly kind of scary. Like, holy fuck, if I join, like, is that for life? Like, are they going to fucking...
I will say that you are always...
Are they going to fucking hunt down my family if I want to get out?
You know, a Freemason, but...
Because people always want, you know, you see that on TV, of course, is what we're subjected to all the time. You can never leave this bond. We've got you by blood. You know, like, you know, go crazy, but Scientology... You can't fucking leave that shit. They'll fucking,
haunt you. You totally can, because there's people that have done it.
Look up anything Leah Remini has done in the last
decade. Those specials?
Yeah.
She's not fucking lying.
Oh, dude, I've watched people that have...
They follow her. They hired private investigators. They will fuck your life. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, that's kind of... It doesn't carry over to Freemasonry, but that makes you think, like, shit.
But with the secrecy.
Yes.
Because there's a lot to Scientology that's secrets. Like, you know about it.
Honestly, that's totally made up. That guy wrote fictional books.
But you know...
he was a science fiction writer.
Obviously, right. That's the whole thing. You know about it. But, like, within the religion that they've created, there are so many secrets.
Yes.
And it's kind of the same way with, like, Freemasons. You had those conspiracy theories pushing, hey, there's all these secrets going on.
Like I said, I think...
And we gravitate towards, oh, there's secrecy.
This has been around for so long. Me as young people, just think, oh, that's for old guys. I can't get into that club. Because, you know, you didn't have the... Dude, is something in your mind is like, oh, that's just for fucking old guys, man. It's just a weird
thing. With the secrecy, it's easy for people's minds to run wild.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
People demonize things that they don't understand.
Very much so.
So it's super easy to call us devil worshippers or, you know, just crazy things like
yeah. Or openly know you're not a devil worshipper.
Like you said, you know, you'll hunt you down and you can't ever leave, you know, stuff like that.
Exactly.
It's not like that. And if you look at the definition of what cults are, none of that's in Freemasonry.
No.
Scientology is a cult. That is 100% a cult.
No. That's a non-profit recognized by the United States.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, non-profit. Yeah. That's a religion. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm going to make my own religion if that's the case.
Well, anybody can. Obviously, they fucking did it.
Well, I think you have to go through the steps to do it. Like, don't you watch
Problem? You know what their steps were, Corey? They got so many people in so fast who were in high-ranking positions. They didn't have to fucking work hard at all to become an actual recognized religion. You know how many people are actually in fucking Scientology?
No.
Most noticeably millions. Is fucking Tom Cruise, of course. You would not believe the amount of high-ranking officials and the amount of billionaires with a B who are actually Scientologists.
Oh, no, I believe it.
Well, because they have their doctrine. Because if you've watched all of that stuff,
they
have doctrine that says they try and actively get prominent people to join to spread their message.
Why not get the power?
Yeah. And plus,
I mean, if anything, their marketing
is to go through their steps or their levels or whatever. It's like $100,000, $200,000 to pay books
even get there. Leah Remini made it to, I can't even remember. I can't remember what level it was, but she's estimated she spent like $250,000
just on the books.
And she's obviously a wealthy actress.
Right, obviously.
There's no way regular fucking people are going to do that.
They have a department that assists their members in opening credit cards and loans so that they can buy this stuff.
Oh my fucking God. Dude,
we'll have to talk about Scientology as long as we don't get murdered, but we'll have to
My name is John Smith.
My name is Joseph Smith.
We're not doing that. We're going to get canceled again. You're going to do it again.
Don't put anything about that in the title of this about Scientology.
No, we're good.
Then we'll each have private investigators assigned to us and defaming us.
Like, so I hope so. I want a private investigator.
I have a family and stuff.
I have a family too. But what is he going to be like, Corey? You go to work. You go home.
Yeah. No, we're not big enough to get recognized by like that. But no, dude. Couple more minutes. We'll wrap it up. I'm super glad that we had you on because Freemasonry is so interesting. Like I said,
I'm glad my conspiracy theories are cleared up because that was the whole thing. I was like, oh shit! Like,
I'm glad you realize that
it's not as cool. There are some events
open to the public. A lot of the Scottish Rite things are,
but we don't know about those.
Right?
We don't
advertise it. Right?
Shit.
It's only if you want to know about it. And by the time this hits the web, only you guys would know to come. But the installation of our offices is this Saturday, tomorrow. In the big lodge downstairs. So if you guys wanted to attend that as my guest, you're certainly welcome to.
I didn't know you could just go.
Again, he said as his guest. I think that
but if you
have to like invite someone to go.
No, anybody off the street can show up.
I was going
to
say.
Like I said, and luckily this podcast will be out afterwards. So
So
there's not a gob of people, but
we ain't famous. They won't be fucking rushing the doors.
But yeah, if you guys wanted to come, it's going to be, I think it's a fun event. I think it's cool.
That's cool. That's neat.
Because you're just assigned your position and giving the working tool of your position in the lodge. And
so on these meetings, like not to take long, but like this Saturday, is it going to be like a seminar type shit? Or
no, it's not a meeting at all. This is just the officers of the three billing lodges being installed into their position by the Grand Lodge of Montana.
Oh, neat. Okay, so like an induction ceremony.
Yeah. So I will be installed as the junior deacon of Ashley Lodge.
Junior deacon, that's cool.
Now, and you were talking about is there elections? Are you appointed?
Yeah.
There are appointed positions and elected positions within the lodge. So The appointed positions are
by the Grand Master.
Senior by the master of that specific lodge, not
by
the Grand Master, but are your senior and junior deacons, and the Tyler, and a marshal, and a historian, and a chaplain. Those are all appointed positions. And then your elected positions, there are five of them, your junior warden, senior warden, worshipful master, secretary, and treasurer. Those are the five people that have to be. And there's no campaigning. There's no anything like that. It is a written right in the name who you think should be this position.
Sure. So,
interesting.
Just by learning to know your brothers, you know, it's like picking captains.
Yeah. I mean, there is a natural progression, right? You start at the bottom and
of course,
your way.
Yeah. You know, 50 years.
I couldn't like bust down the door and have them be like, oh shit, this dude's grandmaster. Sign that dude up.
Yeah. No. Like, you know, your first year, you ain't getting chosen to be.
But it'd be cool. I mean, if you guys did come, you'd see some awesome regalia. You'd actually see the jewel of Montana. It's a really cool thing.
Wow.
For the grandmaster.
Is it a ruby?
No, but there's a diamond on it, and it's made of gold.
Oh, so like
there is treasure.
Yeah, there's totally treasure. You lied to us.
Oh,
he's got a big
fucking treasure.
We knew diamond is treasure.
There's awesome history.
It's just hidden.
I would say our real treasures are our history. I mean, and I never got back onto Montana history about that. Lewis and Clark were Freemasons.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Billings has some really cool historical Masons. Bear from Alberta Bear Theater. The Babcock.
Shit.
These fuckers they made these
everything,
buildings.
Everything in the United States. These fuckers founded everything in the United States. That's all you need to know. Our founding fathers were Freemasons. Everyone who built any fucking prominent building in any city.
As long as it was stone, you have to say that. Because
we're Freemasons.
If it was wood, then... Fuck them.
Gross.
Fuck them.
We built shit that withstands hurricanes in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
But no, Montana does have a lot of rich.
And some of the first lodges, like the Highway Patrol, the original vigilantes, the 777, stuff.
I've been seeing a lot of that.
Those were Freemasons.
Wow.
Were the vigilantes. So there's Montana specifically has a lot of cool tied Masonic history to it.
That's cool.
In the other town, same kind of thing. There's a lot of Freemasons that were around. And it's people make the assumption that all the Masons made you powerful. Because you'll find a lot of awesome, famous Masons. I mean...
Right.
Like John Wayne. Shaquille O'Neal is a Freemason. I mean...
What the fuck?
Hold on. I already know we have to do a part two. We're going to have to save this.
Yeah,
there's a lot of famous Masons, and people make the mistake, oh, the Freemasons put you there. They made you that.
Yeah,
there's
a plant.
Yeah.
An industry plant. Right? Conspiracy theories
always go that way. But it's the individual Mason that achieves that.
So, wait. You could fly down to wherever Shaq lives now... And go to his lodge and, like, fucking openly see him?
If you were a Mason and he was in attendance at his lodge, yeah, you could.
But is he just, like, an attendance dude, or is he...
I'm sure he's an active Mason. He's pretty proud about it. I mean, he's openly a Mason.
Motherfucker.
I learn shit every podcast. I learn shit, I feel like.
Yeah, that's why we're so good. That's why we're going to be...
That's why we're learning.
Yeah, it's all on the individual brother. I mean, say... I found some awesome company, or let's say I founded Beard Mountain. It became this gigantic thing. Well, Freemasons didn't do that. I did that. You did that.
Yeah, but he was a Freemason.
Exactly.
Freemasonry did that. Okay, we're gonna have
that was to, it.
We're gonna
that
have
was good.
A part two with Cody. I already know that. God, this
dude, that rabbit hole just like went a lot deeper with that comment.
Such a good fucking episode. Like, dude, thank you for being here.
It was fun.
Thanks for having me.
I'm already looking forward for part two. I don't know when that's going to be filmed.
Let's wait until after my food truck's open. Or I at least
have it. We could totally.
That'd be dope.
And maybe I'll bring some of it.
And we
park it outside and you guys can have some.
Fucking A. I'm down.
We'll do a live. We'll do a live.
All right.
You can live cook us. Dude, anyway, this was my good buddy Cody T, legitimate Freemason. This is the Beers Next Door, episode 7. I am Tim.
I am Mr. Corey.
We are out.